With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Declaring no more Wild West trucking on America's roads, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing a crackdown on trucking schools. 44% of them said to be out of compliance with federal rules.
The Transportation Department said that it plans to revoke the accreditation of nearly 3,000 schools unless they can comply with training requirements in the next 30 days. Separately, the Department of Homeland Security is auditing trucking firms owned by immigrants to verify their drivers are qualified to hold a commercial license. Another 45,000 schools are being warned that they could face similar action. This crackdown on trucking schools and companies is the latest step in the government's effort to ensure truck drivers are qualified and eligible to hold a commercial license. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The White House defends as lawful a Navy admiral's order of a follow-up strike on a suspected drug-running boat off Venezuela. Democrats and some Republicans want an investigation. As the war in Ukraine rages on, President Trump's special envoy is to meet with Russian President Putin in Moscow. They'll talk about the latest version of a U.S. brokered plan for ending the war, and the White House is optimistic.
We've put points on paper. Those points have been very much refined, but as for the details, I will let the negotiators negotiate, but we do feel quite good, and we're hopeful that this war can finally come to an end.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. The Russians, meanwhile, claim they've captured more territory in eastern Ukraine. Voters in one Tennessee congressional district going to the polls today, an election to fill a vacant House seat. Voters choosing between Republican Matt Van Epps and Democrat Afton Bain. The red district, President Trump won the 7th House district by more than 20 points last year, but polls indicate this is a very close race. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures 78 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 96. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a Texas jurist.
District Judge Sidney Fitzwater has ruled that prisons cannot house men who are living as women with inmates who are actual biological women. The decision is a victory for two female prisoners at the Federal Medical Center Carswell in Fort Worth. The facility houses inmates who are suffering from physical or mental disabilities. The plaintiffs say several men living as women have been harassing and abusing female inmates.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. Officials in Israel preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western nations long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise last month that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short span of time. The simulated crisis imagines a surge of as many as 800 immigrants per day and was designed to give planners an idea of how they would cope. This is SRN News. New York City officials say Starbucks will pay roughly $35 million to more than 15,000 of its New York City workers.
The money will settle claims that Starbucks denied the workers stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. Starbucks will also pay $3.4 million in civil penalties under the agreement with the city's Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. It also agrees to comply with the city's Fair Workweek law going forward. Company spokeswoman said Starbucks is committed to operating responsibly and in compliance with all applicable and local laws. Bob Agner reported.
There is word of a deal under which the UK secures a 0% tariff rate for all British medicines exported to the US for at least 3 years. It's in return for the UK investing roughly 25% more in new and effective treatments while creating more jobs in the United States. Both sides are applauding the deal as a win-win. More details at srnnews.com.